Welcome to Spiritual Cartels Fire in the Booth speaker meeting. It is with great pleasure to welcome Nikki M here with us today to share our experience, strength, and hope. Nikki, over to you.
Hi, everyone. Thank you, Purdy. I don't even know where to begin with your miracle, but hi, I'm Nikki M, and I'm a grateful member. I want to thank, of course, Purdy, because I've watched your miracle. Like, you came in and you've created. Well, God has used you to create the fellowship you crave and all the spiritual cartel. I'm just so grateful for your service. So I've been asked here to come and share my experience, strength, and hope. And that's what I love to do, because CA is where I got my recovery. And why am I here today to share a message with you? Well, the long form of the third tradition in our big book says, anyone, and I like to read it verbatim. So let me get my book that's falling apart. It's it's my Bible for survival. So I, especially when I'm coming to a meeting, I always have it with me. But it says, well, I can find the traditions here, long form. It says that we may deny nobody who suffers from this disease of alcoholism. And that's what they're talking about here. Do you suffer? Here it is. Our membership ought to include all who suffer from alcoholism. And I'm just so grateful that you guys in CA, you deny nobody. You really don't. You let everybody in. And I'm grateful to Nikki, who read the Who is a CA member. And I have that always printed. I think someone might be unmuted, Party or Purdy. Sorry. I think someone might be unmuted there. But I come in here and you guys let me come in here because you're not drug specific. You don't really care about that. You don't care what I've used. You just know I have a desire to stop this crazy way of living. And so what really qualifies me is once I start, I can't stop. I can't control the amount of what I take. And I'm suffering from an illness, which only a spiritual experience will conquer. Thank you, Purdy. Those background noises, I'm like a squirrel. And if I hear something, I'm out. So thanks for muting that. So it says, what I'm supposed to come here and talk about what we used to be like, you know. And I don't like to go into a drunk-a-log or a live-a-log or a nightmare-a-log, because you guys have heard plenty of those. You guys have heard plenty of those. But really, what I used to be like, I used to be like the tornado. That's on page 82 of our book, roaring my way through the lives of others. That's what I used to be like. I used to be like page 52, prey to misery and depression, which I like to call self-obsession. What about me? I'm having trouble with every single relationship, everybody, including strangers, everybody. Does that make sense? I'm blotting out the consciousness of my existence with whatever I can get my hands on. And this starts really, really young for me. See, I mean, we're in the rooms of Cocaine Anonymous and that. Yeah, I've done cocaine, but I like crystal meth. I come from Orange County, California. I'm 50 years old. 35 years ago, there was not enough crystal meth on the planet. And I was pretty young. I was real young. And then what happens when you put those drugs down? What happens when you do that and you pick up something else? Because I'm still like the tornado. And then it says, hearts are broken. Because this is all I ever know, because I've been programmed. I come from the family disease of alcoholism. My mom lives in my home because her second husband died of second stepfather died of alcoholism. So I'm real, real good at this family disease that penetrates everybody, not just the addict in Cocaine Anonymous. I'm a tornado. And then it says, hearts are broken. That's what I do. And that's what was my heart's broken when my mom called me. It wasn't even my mom. It was her sister-in-law, and her husband of 25 years took a pistol and blew his head out in front of her in Bullhead City, Arizona. And I'm in Toronto, Canada. So I'm very familiar with where this disease goes. If I don't do the work, if the people around me don't do the work, this is really radical. Sweet relationships are dead. Because I'm a tornado. That's what it was like. Remember, what was it like? Do you want to hear the details of what I did in my addiction? Because remember, the book tells us, new friends, our behavior patterns vary. So, because I listened, Purdy, yesterday to the speaker you had on yesterday, and wow, I loved his fire and passion. And his story is a lot different than mine. And you guys asked me when Nikki did the reading, you asked me to, I have it. That's why I loved it. It says, do these people have a solution that can help me stay sober? Stay sober from what? From just cocaine? Just alcohol? Or from acting out behaviors? Because I had a friend this morning. She's my friend. She's my sponsee because we commence shoulder to shoulder. And she called me this morning. We have an appointment every morning. Every week, Friday at 10 a.m. And she called me and she didn't have her big book. And if any of you know me, why are you talking to me if you don't have a big book? Our program comes with a big book. So that's what it's like for me now. I'll switch in between what it used to be like for me and what it's like now, because I always have my big book because that's my directions for life. See, this is a design for living that really works in rough going. What did it used to be like? Well, it used to be like, I wanted to die. And then it got real ugly where I wanted to murder, right? Murder. This gets real homicidal, suicidal. If you're in the grip of a progressive illness, like me and my friends, I see a lot of my God squad on here. This is awesome. Thank you. Thanks for coming out to play. Because that's what you do, new friends. If you're just joining us, that's what we do here. We come out and we seek God together. It didn't used to be like that for me. We used to seek other things, especially me and my girls. We'd seek men and money after we put down the drug, the alcohol. Does that sound like you, friends? Any of you? You seeking money? You seeking humans? Blotting out the consciousness of your existence with whatever the hell you can get your hands on? Today, my sponsee called me from the mall. And I'm like, wait, you're in relapse. She just had her 2-year medallion last Thursday. And Nikki, she hasn't picked up drugs and alcohol. No, she's in relapse. She's at the mall returning stuff because she overshopped. Oh, and she was going to move. Because that's what it used to be like for me. I used to want to move. You guys, I'm from California. Orange County. I see some people on here from California, some America. And then I moved to Canada because, you know, there's no problems in Canada. Psh, wrong. Because it lives inside of me. Deep down inside of me is the problem and the solution. That's what it used to be like. So I'm beyond human aid. So when my sponsee calls me and she's in the mall for our 10 o'clock appointment, doesn't have a big book. And then I have to say, you're dying. You're 2 years sober and you're dying. See, that's what it used to be like for me. I was in the rooms for 4 years dying until what happened? Someone in CA, because I didn't come in through this room. I came in through another room that doesn't have a big book. You're going to listen to this later, but if you're here in the meeting, I'm holding up my broken big book because I've used it so much. It's a blue book with white pages, black ink, that are going to tell you how to live your life. This is a program. What's a program? Some of you guys are into computers. I'm not. I'm only on my smartphone, my stupid phone. It's made me real stupid. Long story short, I don't know about computers, but I know that if it doesn't have a program in it, it won't run. And my old programming, that's what it used to be like. My old programming was wrong. It was awful. It was about me. My old programming was, I'm God. I'm the director. And that, but Nikki, like, what was your use like? My use of what? Because I just switch DOCs, drug of choice, or as one of my friends said, drug of non-choice, because I've lost the power of choice. I'm in the grip of a progressive illness. I get worse, never, never better. Because it's in my mind. You guys told me the problem's not in the baggie. You told me it's not in a bottle. You told me the problem's not in his pants or in my bank account or in my kid's attitude. You told me the problem centers in my mind, that I'm to start living a thought life. See, because before I didn't know that. I didn't know. You guys told me about this program that told me that what I think, I believe, and then I take action. And sometimes those actions aren't good, are they, when I'm in the grip of my progressive illness? So back to me and the sponsor who's at the mall, and I'm telling her, ah, you're dying. And she hasn't picked up. She has not picked up, everybody. She's sober and she can't see it. And you know what she says? She didn't balk. Like, I didn't balk. She said, you're right, Nikki. Because my sponsor never told me, came in here and said, Nikki, he comes from CA. I come from another room. I had one of those sponsors that said, call me every morning. And then when I forgot to call him one morning, he fired me. One of those people. It's like, where is that in the book? Call me every morning. That's called reliance on human aid. And I'm beyond human aid. Oh, and that sponsor that fired me, we were on step 6 and 7 for, well, I'd been in the rooms and I'd been working on, I was on step 6 and it had taken me 2 years to get there. Wait, anybody else have this experience? Because I was dying. And then I called my sponsor, and this is how powerful my God is. He's my neighbor. He lives across the damn street, and he's a member of Cocaine Anonymous. And I was like, wait, that's not for me. But then he read your preamble to me, and he read who is a member. And then he took me into a book I didn't know about, Big Book, the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, that's open to anyone and everyone. Because he lives in the vision for you, my sponsor, where it says, we have a meeting one night a week, open to anyone and everyone interested in a spiritual way of life. And he knew I was interested in a spiritual way of life because I was blotting out my consciousness with other things. And you guys don't need to know the details of that because we share in a general way. We share in a general way because some people on here aren't spiritually fit. And our behavior patterns vary. Does that make sense? Like, this is really radical. Nikki comes in here so radical. Well, because before, what was it like? I was radical in my disease. I throw out my children in my disease. When baby daddy calls, what was it like? And I'm the person who feeds him. This is my son, not baby daddy. Because I've got the breast milk. And I'm sober and I can feed him, but I don't because I'm with my new drug of choice. Don't call me. I'm busy. Don't bother calling me. And I don't even think that this is abnormal because my addict life is my only normal one. Is anybody waking up to this? Like, this is serious stuff. People are dying. And as I told my sponsee, you're relapsing. And when you pick up the alcohol and drugs, it's going to be too late because you've already picked up shopping. Oh, Nikki, that's we're in Cocaine Anonymous. No, no, no. This program says we turn all things, because what happened is someone made the approach. See, I didn't have to sit in a room and raise your hand if you need a sponsor, because my friends in Cocaine Anonymous are withdrawing off heroin, off fentanyl, off barbiturates, off benzos, off men, off women, off relationships. And they can't raise their hand. They can't even walk over to anybody. We have to make the approach, is what the book says. This is really serious stuff. So if you're in a meeting where it's a closed meeting, maybe you will remind them what the book says. It says that anyone and everyone interested in a spiritual way of life is welcome, and we're to bring our families too. Since it's an illness over which we could have possibly no power, because we're like the tornado. If you guys are familiar with it, it affects a lot of things around it. And then I come out and I'm like, I ain't seen nothing the matter here, human race. It's all you. Look what you do to me. Look what you do to me. Poor me. Why me? I'm sorry. I'm weird today. I'm weird every day because this book allows me that freedom, because I come in here and you guys tell me that the power is deep down inside of me. And that our behavior patterns vary, and that I have a loving and all-powerful God. I just didn't know it. And then my sponsor doesn't give me stupid suggestions. Like, call him every morning. He gives me the best suggestion of all. Sponsor, you're in a 12-step program. he reminds me, Nikki, this isn't a 13-step program. He reminds me, this is an 11-step program. Some of us lean heavy on step 1 and 12 too. I know I did that. I came in here and I'm powerless and I'm going to sponsor everyone because I used to be a different kind of slut. So let me be a new kind of slut sponsoring the whole world. But then I don't do step 6 and 7. Then I don't remember that I have to abandon myself every day to this lifestyle. I have to be reprogrammed. And then I don't know my book. So when I make a mistake, I get into morbid reflection, which you guys in CA, because you go real hard here, you guys tell me, you must not drift, Nikki. May you find God now in this moment. Go help somebody. Go help somebody, says my sponsor. I have a few. You know, I have a God squad. You know, I took my addiction pretty serious, so I take my recovery pretty serious. So I have a couple sponsors. But with sponsors, where's that word in the book? We commence shoulder to shoulder our common journey. And then I got a God squad. And then I learn, love your neighbor as yourself. Oh, Nikki, we're not in church. We're not in the synagogue. No, that's what the book says. See, the book is about relationships. The book is about me gaining the ability to love again, to love you, to love me, and to love God. This is so radical. And somehow we've drifted out. See, grandpa, my mom's husband, grandfather to my children, my daughter's 30, my son's 19. This happened 5 years ago. He didn't make it into the rooms. He didn't make it in the rooms. A lot of people don't. And when I stepped off the plane in Arizona, I had my big book with me and I just said, many pursue it to the gates of insanity or death. Many, many. And a lot of us do it sober. So maybe newcomer, you know, you're going, well, I just want to get off cocaine and I just want to get off the benzos and I just want to stop the weed and I just want to, it's so much more. And I'm sorry, but I have to tell you, someone has to tell you these things because no one told me my first 4 years. And then I almost died. No one showed me. There's a book that comes with this program, Nikki. And if you follow it exactly, you will be at perfect peace and ease alone. See, you guys just told me keep coming back, but some of you tell me stay. And then my friend who's on here, actually, this is his latest thing. He says, come all the way in. You're on here. Sit all the way down and don't leave. Don't go. You know, this is really, and then when I tell my normie boyfriend, who's with God, because God will do for you what you cannot do for yourself. When you ask God to mold your sex ideals and you don't start with your little plans and designs, my little plans and designs, when I take a sincere position every day, all day, every day, all day. I need a spiritual experience. It says, well, I'm suffering an illness, which only a spiritual experience will conquer. And when I teach that and I learned it, it's like every day I need a spiritual experience. Every day I need it. I need you guys. I need you guys. Because what it's like for me now, well, you heard, I take a call. And when my sponsee, my fellow, commencing shoulder to shoulder, we sponsor each other, iron sharpens iron, leaves a message, can't meet me at 9, and I actually can meet him later. I get up. What's it like for me now? I was like, man, I get my hot tub. That's what it's like now. And I can go sit with God. And then I can meditate and think about what I'm going to come and talk about with my friends today. That's what I have to do. I got to think about the 24 hours ahead. Isn't it? That's what I got to think about. And then I got to think about how my sponsee, when she calls me and she's at the mall, I got to read the page with her that, well, let's just open it up so I can tell you what it's like now, because I used to do this too, because my sponsee, who's my daughter's age, this is what it's like now. I can't help my daughter, but I can help someone else's. See, I have a loving and all-powerful God. And the amends doesn't say, write a letter and say, I'm sorry, because my daughter can be seen. So I don't need to write a letter. and it says my stupid words. No, it doesn't say stupid words. It just says words. My words don't mean anything really. It says our behavior will convince them more than our words. Doesn't it? And what about my son? I'm sorry, son, I threw you out. No, how about this? I go sponsor a man. Now, I know it was a suggestion at the beginning of most meetings, men stick with men and women stick with women, but my book doesn't say that. My book says on the forward to the first edition, we men and women of Alcoholics Anonymous, or I would have died because I couldn't find a woman who really had what I want in some rooms. It's real hard because I want it all. See, I don't want to just stay away from the drug of choice. I want what the book talks about, financial freedom, and I got it. See, I lost my job in COVID. And then what happened? My mom comes to me, what's going to happen? You know, she's a pensioner from America, untreated Al-Anon. And I just looked at her and I said, God. God. And then what happened? Oh, my government, because I lost my job at a government job, a government that. Oh, that's right. They paid off my house. And I live in Toronto downtown. So we can talk about that later. I mean, miracles. The book doesn't say mediocre recovery, everybody. It says miracles. How about you, who's on here, my friend, who said, buckle up, Nikki M's in the house. And you called me today, right before here. And we were on the phone. And I said, do you have a sponsee? And you said, no, not right now. It was a month ago. And I said, you're dying. You're dying. And he's sober. And then my sponsor actually came across the street and I just put him on the phone with this guy because we all know each other because we are in a fellowship that we crave. That's what happens. I have people who understand me, those who do not understand. But you guys do. That's what happened. I got a whole group of people who understand me. So when I go, I'm an intelligent agent, spearhead of God's ever advancing creation, you guys don't run away. But when I say that in front of my cousin, who's an atheist, she's like, can we call CAMH? That's the Center for Mental Health and Addiction. She doesn't. God? Clear a room. But we don't do that here. We talk about it. Newcomers, if you want your own conception of God, that's what you can do here. But get a powerful one. And in our book, it says on page 29 that, yes, I'm supposed to come in here and tell you what it used to be like, what happened, and what I'm like now. But it also says I'm supposed to tell you, let me just read it. I was going to another page, but it says, I'm supposed to, in my personal story, which is my experience, strength, and hope, describe in my own language, and I like to speak big book. I like to speak big book because that's the language that we can all agree upon. From my own point of view, see, this is my experience. And if you don't like it, get a sponsor. Don't slander and gossip about me because the book says we don't do that. The book says that when we do talk about each other, we talk about each other in a spirit of love and tolerance. And then it says, from my own point of view, the way I established a relationship with God. So when my sponsee called me and I told her she's in the middle of the relapse, I had to take her and I had to remind her. See, what it's like for me now is that I sponsor so much, I'm constantly reminded, what does my book say? And you know what it says on page 127? It says, the head of the household, that's me. And not just this house, the house that I live in, my soul, my spirit. World, spirit. My spirit is housed in this beautiful body that God gave me. I better remember that I'm to blame. Doesn't say what's my part if you're coming from another room. It says we are solely to blame. Doesn't say what's my part. I am to blame for what befell my life, my home. And it says, I must see the danger of overconcentration on financial success. Danger, concentrating on money. I met a guy the other night, actually Tuesday night, miracles. I'm in the rooms of CA. Thank you, God. This is the best. I'm sorry, because you guys let anyone in, any addiction, any affliction. He's a gambler, because in his GA room, they've got a different book. I was like, what's in that book? I'm curious. They got a different book in GA, and he's dying. And everyone is, can I say it on here, Purdy? And you can delete it if you have to when you re-record it. Everyone is circle jerking on each other in that meeting. No one's filled with solution. It's a group therapy session and people are dying. So I made the approach. I'm not a gambler. I can go into a casino. I worked at a casino in Bullhead City, Arizona. There you go. Love that place. And made a lot of money. But I can go in and put 10 bucks in a keno machine and walk away. He can't. But here it is. Why can I sponsor him? Because we suffer the same illness, which is a spiritual soul sickness. Why can I sponsor him? Because we've burned the same human aids. Because we both are beyond human aid. Because easier, softer ways don't work. And then our lives have become unmanageable. We both lost everything. And he's a man. I'm a woman. He's Jewish. I'm not. And we're going to have a good freaking time. So cool, right, you guys? See, that's what excites me now is getting a new prospect and watching a miracle. So are you in your book? Are you reading other literature? Because it says the danger of over-concentration on financial success will lead you to pick up what? But I'm sober, Nikki. Oh, you're on your way out, madam. Because you're putting things before this program, before God. Oh, Nikki, I hate God. You're new here. I get it. I hated the word God too. I've been in the rooms over a decade. So exciting. I'm so excited because the book says the greatest years of my existence lie ahead. Do you believe your book, everybody? You guys believing? Purdy, we didn't set the timer and I don't even know, but let me get on you and you can just tell me. Let me find your, there you are. 10 minutes. Okay, cool. You can just hold this up. I'll keep you on me. Are you focusing on your miracles? Because that's what I'm like now. My book says I'm never allowed to get angry, but I do. And when I do, I have a method to clean it up. Miracles. Are you guys focusing on the miracles? I'm going to tell you why I love this room so much because I watch miracles because my grand sponsee the other day, I have a sponsee. She called me and her sponsee, my grand sponsee left the baby with strangers. Some of you guys know my Monday morning meeting on Noodle with Nikki. You saw the baby and the baby was left and she called me and I said, go get the baby. You don't even have permission. This is kidnapping. From the stranger, because she's now in a trap house. And then we bring the baby here. The baby came to my house with nothing but a car seat. She came with a bottle. She came with two diapers. And she came with a little outfit, one of those little onesies. I better be better at this. I want to be a grandma. Anyway, she came with these little things. And no one wanted the baby. Okay. The family gets called. Grandma lives in another province. Grandma flies in, stays in my house. Remember the house that God provided because I lost my job in COVID. And if I can't pay, grandma has no place to stay. This baby has no place to stay, but God will do for me what I cannot do for myself. So then the baby comes, her family starts coming. I go to Luxembourg for Christmas because that's another miracle God will do for me. Gave me some guy in Luxembourg. You guys know where that is. That's closer to you, Purdy, than it is to me. I miss my guy. Anyway, they all are in my house. I come home from Luxembourg. They're still all here. Baby still has no life. Like no one to take her. We're all Tuesday. What happened? One of the aunts decided to take the baby. The baby left with two carloads of things. I hope you're on here. The guy who came over with his Range Rover from CA loaded up his car with all the baby stuff and drove the baby and the auntie to the great grandmother's house so great grandma can see the baby. Meanwhile, mommy is in detox. flogging herself, being diagnosed with bipolar and all these things. And no, I'm not a doctor, but she's suffering from an illness which only a spiritual solution can conquer. So another rehab for mom? She just came out of rehab because the baby was not born addicted to drugs. The baby is perfect and beautiful. And now I've got this family that I love that stayed in my house. My mom, who lives down the hall in the bedroom, because I gave her my master bedroom when grandpa did what he did, she was actually lit up, service, purpose, month old baby in her house. Like, this is what we do. That's what my life is like now. Miracles. That's what we do now. Miracles. Like, we watch miracles here. So remember, I'll work it backwards. What happened? Someone made the approach. Someone made the approach and took the time. And he never said, stop doing this. And if you're out there and you really, if you're in Toronto, we have fentanyl running through. Every time I come home, spiritual cartel, my family here, every time I come home from Luxembourg, someone's dead. Someone's dead in my fellowship. In CA, someone's dead. That's it. I get off the plane. It's like, what? They were just there last week. Gone. And then some of my friends are dying, but it's a real slow death. They're sober. And they're picking up 17-year chips. But they're forgetting to say that 6 months ago, they were in the hospital for attempted suicide. We all know this. So please get radical with me. Don't we beg of you. Please, you guys. So what happened? Someone made the approach and I take this life serious. He never said stop. If you are on something, you must stop. You know that you cannot transmit what you don't have. I can't come here and be blotting out the consciousness of my existence and transmitting things I don't have. But as I talked to my friend this morning, when I said we rescheduled later, he got a food addict. He's a gambler and a cocaine addict and all that stuff. And he's like, Nikki, oh my God, I'm working with another addiction and it's exploding my brains everywhere. Because the number one killer in Toronto, Canada, is not fentanyl, although it should be, you'd think, or suicide's pretty high. It's heart and stroke because everyone's eating themselves to death. We put down one thing and pick up another. So be mindful of this, because I was approached by a guy in CA who sponsors all addictions and afflictions and says everyone has a seat at the table here. Because that's what it says on page 46. Let's just read it real quick, because I love that. I love that too, you guys. I love when it says, see, to us, the realm of the spirit, come into the spirit world with me and the rest of the cartel. Please, newcomers, get in here. And it says it's broad, roomy. Oh, well, they do that. They do that. They do this. They do. No, stop looking at other people. Look deep down inside, because that's where you find God. It says it's all inclusive. Oh, this is a closed meeting. Get everyone in here. Never exclusive or forbidding to those who earnestly seek. Hi, I'm Nikki. I'm a seeker. That's what I am. I'm a seeker. I'm seeking God. I'm seeking this power, because if I do not do that, I will not make it, because I'm going to blot out my consciousness with something else. The other day, what was it? It was complaining. I started complaining. I started blotting out my consciousness. Nothing is good enough, and it will take me no time to burn my life into the ground again. And I don't need to do that with drugs and alcohol. I can do that sober. I can do that any which way, burning my life into the ground. I can trip and fall and land on someone's husband without even thinking. You awake? Stay awake, everybody. Please, this is serious stuff. We're in the grip of a progressive illness, and we do recover. We do recover. Because what was it like? I was like a tornado. I want to do better. I want to be better. And these are exact instructions, you guys. The big book says, be patient. I want it now. All right, whatever, generation X, Y, Z. I want it now. Me, me, me. I'm sorry. Nikki, take off your diaper. Okay? You're just changing some. You know how to do that. Put on your big girl pants. Come on. You're a big woman. You're created in God's perfect image. See where religious people are right. Make use of what they offer. No weapon formed against me will prosper. Everything I needed is provided. Wake yourself up, people. This is serious. And what is God? The spiritual principles. Get serious about getting humble. STFU. Have God sit on your tongue. Get serious about being responsible, making your bed. Nikki, what does making your bed have to do with staying off heroin? A lot. A lot. How about get filled with gratitude? What is gratitude have to do with me staying off the benzos? Because if you get obsessed with how great your life is, you're not going to want to pick up anything. Anything. Does that make sense? Get obsessed with being helpful. Oh, I got to go and do my amends. Basically, go sponsor someone and there's a huge amends. Do what Purdy did and go out. Start a fellowship that you crave. This is serious stuff. Meditate. Oh, I need to go to this place. I need to get a new book. Get in your big book and take one line and chew on it until you choke on it, until you shove it up your bum bum and it comes out like a diamond and you believe it. This thing may have to, I'm like weird, okay, Purdy? You may have to like block everything out. I'm sorry, but people need to hear it. People need to hear it, you guys, because that's what we do. See, I shoved up something up my bum and that line turned into a diamond like I'm reborn. Like I abandoned myself, like he is the father and I am the child. Like you, God will do. How about that word? Will do. Will do. Not might do, not could do, not should do. God will do for me. How about a position of neutrality? Because I accept everything. And when I don't, I know how to get back there, everybody. We're no longer lost in the dark. There's the treasure map. There is a, and I'm not, you know, my sponsor, don't worship the big book. I certainly don't. But that thing gets me to the power that I can worship. Don't be afraid to worship. Oh, Nikki, worship. Yeah, you worship yourself. You worship that baggy. You worship what other people think of you. Oh, I'm a big cocaine addict. No, you're a validation addict. You're a fantasy addict. Cowboy, big tough guy. You're drifting out into fantasy about how your life should look. You should have that Bugatti. You should be on the beach. No, you should be chopping wood and carrying water, as our friend Peter M. repeats for years. Get in those speaker tapes, you guys. Because before Zoom, I had to listen to all those tapes. Bob D., if you're out there, you sponsored me and you don't know it. So cool. So what do? You piss your life into the ground and then you get reborn when you stay in the middle of Cocaine Anonymous. So I'll end it here, Purdy, with, I want to thank you for my life. I really want to dive into CA and just really thank you for my life, because I was dying in other rooms. And then you guys allowed me to come in here, and then I saw my friends dying in the rooms of CA. And you allowed me to talk about the other addictions and afflictions, because it says quite as important was the discovery that spiritual principles would solve all my problems. I don't need to go to Gamblers Anonymous. I don't need to go to Sex Love. I don't need to go to Codependence. I don't need to go to, I can be right here with you guys in CA, where it doesn't matter what I'm snorting. Even if I'm snorting fear, you guys are like, that's okay, Nikki, come in, come in. Cause I know that pile of fear is big. And I know it's an endless supply too, cause I got the same dealer. So get a sponsor. Sponsor. This is the way out. Sponsor. Carry this message. Save a life. Obsess about gratitude. Stay in the middle of CA. Give back freely what was so freely given to you. And I'm just going to end here, because I love this prayer sometimes. I know we still have more of a meeting, but I want to tell you guys, I've got a new slogan, so you can borrow it and teach it to your sponsees. Lifestyle for a lifetime. Lifestyle for a lifetime. And thank you, God. Use me, God. I love you, Purdy. I can't wait till we meet and hug in person. Thank you, Spiritual Cartel. Thank you, CA, for giving me the best life I could ever imagine. Boop, boop, be-doo.